Resident physicians held a demonstration last week outside Children's National Hospital, saying they're underpaid and overworked. They cited ongoing staffing shortages during a surge in respiratory diseases. The 120-member doctors' union is up for contract renewal and is ready with a list of demands. WAMU's Asia Drain is here to fill us in on the details. Hi, Asia.
Hi, Esther.
So describe some of the working conditions these resident physicians say they're being subject to.
So Dr. Lasanu, a first-year resident at Children's National Hospital, was one of the residents demonstrating. She says her work is chaotic and there's not enough time to spend with patients.
There's also not enough nurses, not enough RTs, not enough PAs, not enough doctors.
Dr. Hannah Kilcoyne, another first-year resident, said it was not uncommon to work more than 70 hours without overtime pay. Kilcoyne also says that the average medical student is looking at about $200,000 in student loan debt. And although Children's National Hospital has increased pay a little, it's not even half of what the inflation rate is right now. Lasanu confirmed that there are more patients coming in, but there are not enough staff to handle that volume sustainably.
You actually covered that demonstration last week. It was cold.
Yep.
It was raining.
Yep.
You were out there with the physicians and heard what their demands were. What sort of demands have they made in this contract negotiation, Asia? What are they asking for?
Yeah, so while we were all out in the rain, residents were saying they're demanding pay that reflects inflation, better mental health care, paid sick leave, more long-term hires to fill staffing gaps, and a transportation allowance. But most of all, Esther, they want patient caps, which means a limit to how many patients a resident cares for at once. Lasanu described how one resident could be assigned to 36 premature babies alone.
36 babies?
36 by themselves. Doctors are relying on their coworkers to help, sacrificing their time off. This is not a hospital policy, but is something residents feel like they have to do to meet the demand. There's no other system in place.
Well, now I'm wondering if patients are at risk because of these staffing shortages, given that residents and other staff are having to take care of so many people at once.
Lasanu said contractually, she has to say there are no safety issues at Children's National Hospital.
Contractually, she is obligated to say that.
Contractually, she is obligated to say that.
And she has said that on our air here. We have said that on her behalf.
Yes. But she said patient caps are a proposed solution to keep patients safe and ensure they receive quality care.
To be safe, like, we should never exceed patient caps. They should be diverted to other hospitals, right? Like, they should not be coming to our hospital.
She also says that increasing staffing and incentivizing healthcare workers to stay with fair wages would help them manage the high patient load. But until that happens, it's a struggle to fill the gaps.
What has the hospital's response been to all of this?
So a spokesperson shared a statement saying that the issue is not unique to Children's National Hospital. It's a nationwide problem. They say they're managing the healthcare worker shortage while also dealing with the patient surge. They also said that the closure of pediatric inpatient units around the region is putting an even greater strain on the hospital, which is something we've covered before. And the contract negotiations are still ongoing. Last Monday, the American Association for Pediatrics sent a letter to President Biden asking him to declare a state of emergency due to the strain of RSV and the flu on pediatric hospitals. But for now, Children's National Hospital say they're hoping the respiratory surge will subside soon and provide relief for workers.
And as we are only now moving into the peak time for viruses like the flu to really take off, you know, who knows what we'll be talking about in the near future, but we'll probably be keeping an eye on this story as it develops.
You're right, Esther.
That was WAMU's Asia Drain. Asia, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you so much, Esther.